6 minutes to seven. The deep-fried Mars bar. Maybe the ultimate in food that's bad for you. A survey of chip shops in Scotland suggests that one in five of those shops will sell you one if you want it. Dr. David Morrison, public health consultant at NHS Greater Glasgow, did the survey. Why did you decide that a survey was needed, Dr. Morrison?
Good morning. Well, like a lot of people, I'd heard of this association between Scotland and the deep-fried Mars bar. And it, to me, seemed to be a rather easy slur to make against Scottish food and Scottish culture, that we just bung everything into the deep fryer.
I can understand your feelings about that.
You know, and it was so often reported. And the other thing that went along with that was that I hadn't actually met anybody who'd ever seen them for sale. I had never seen them for sale. Nobody I knew had seen them for sale. So I wondered if it was one of those urban myths. And I was hoping when we set off doing this that we would find out that it really wasn't true. Maybe one or two touristy fish and chip shops did them, and we'd be able to lay to rest this myth.
But sadly,
and surprisingly, as you say, just over one in five fish and chip shops are currently selling them.
Amazing, really, isn't it?
It is. Most of them have been selling them, have only started selling them in the last two or three years. So the other question, I guess, in the back of my mind had been that there was a big story about 9 years ago when these first came to popular attention. And we wondered if maybe there was a bit of a hangover effect, as I say, in a few tourist
people events. Doing it as a bit of a joke, almost.
Yes, and just a few ones left, but it does seem to be an ongoing demand for them.
Well, tell us what you think of the deep-fried Mars bar as a piece of nutrition.
Well, it's always a bit unfair to pick out any single type of food as indicating a good or bad diet. A colleague, Professor Annie Anderson in Dundee University, calculated for us that they contain about 423 calories. That's about 20% of an adult woman's calorific intake. So it's a fair amount of calories in them. It's a lot of sugar, a fair amount of fat. As I say, if that were your whole diet, it wouldn't be a great thing. But as a one-off treat, I suppose it's not a bad thing.
Oh, so it's not as bad as some people might think.
As I say, I wouldn't like to generalise and say that because they are popular and because people buy them, that necessarily constitutes the entire diet of Scotland.
You were setting off on this quest, really, as a way of proving, I think, from what you said a moment ago, that the diet in Scotland isn't as bad as it's often cracked up to be. What is the position now, in Glasgow, for example, because this is your field in public health, about the diet? Because over the years, there's been a kind of an assumption that if you want to die young, go and eat the Glasgow diet.
Well, one of the other things to say in this context is that deep-fried Mars bars were found in every single local authority in Scotland, including the islands, Lewis, Isle of Bute, Shetland. It's not just a Glasgow issue.
Segment 1.
6 minutes to seven. The deep-fried Mars bar. Maybe the ultimate in food that's bad for you. A survey of chip shops in Scotland suggests that one in five of those shops will sell you one if you want it. Dr. David Morrison, public health consultant at NHS Greater Glasgow, did the survey. Why did you decide that a survey was needed, Dr. Morrison?
Good morning. Well, like a lot of people, I'd heard of this association between Scotland and the deep-fried Mars bar. And it, to me, seemed to be a rather easy slur to make against Scottish food and Scottish culture, that we just bung everything into the deep fryer.
I can understand your feelings about that.
You know, and it was so often reported. And the other thing that went along with that was that I hadn't actually met anybody who'd ever seen them for sale.
Segment 2.
I had never seen them for sale. Nobody I knew had seen them for sale. So I wondered if it was one of those urban myths. And I was hoping when we set off doing this that we would find out that it really wasn't true. Maybe one or two touristy fish and chip shops did them, and we'd be able to lay to rest this myth.
But sadly,
and surprisingly, as you say, just over one in five fish and chip shops are currently selling them.
Amazing, really, isn't it?
It is. Most of them have been selling them, have only started selling them in the last two or three years. So the other question, I guess, in the back of my mind had been that there was a big story about 9 years ago when these first came to popular attention. And we wondered if maybe there was a bit of a hangover effect, as I say, in a few tourist events.
People doing it as a bit of a joke, almost.
Yes, and just a few ones left, but it does seem to be an ongoing demand for them.
Segment 3.
Well, tell us what you think of the deep-fried Mars bar as a piece of nutrition.
Well, it's always a bit unfair to pick out any single type of food as indicating a good or bad diet. colleague, Professor Annie Anderson in Dundee University, calculated for us that they contain about 423 calories. And that's about 20% of an adult woman's calorific intake. So fair amount of calories in them. It's a lot of sugar, a fair amount of fat. As I say, if that were your whole diet, it wouldn't be a great thing. But as a one-off treat, I suppose it's not a bad thing.
Segment 4.
Oh, so it's not as bad as some people might think.
As I say, I wouldn't like to generalise and say that because they are popular and because people buy them, that necessarily constitutes the entire diet of Scotland.
You were setting off on this quest, really, as a way of proving, I think, from what you said a moment ago, that the diet in Scotland isn't as bad as it's often cracked up to be. What is the position now, in Glasgow, for example, because this is your field in public health, about the diet? Because over the years, there's been a kind of an assumption that if you want to die young, go and eat the Glasgow diet.
Well, one of the other things to say in this context is that deep-fried Mars bars were found in every single local authority in Scotland, including the Islands, Lewis, Isle of Bute, Shetland. It's not just a Glasgow issue.